now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
10,909 New Covenant Presbyterian Church, northwest corner of Route 1 Coastal Highway and Road 268 Dartmouth Drive. A special use exception for a billboard and a variance from the maximum height requirement.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Burr, Ms. Isaacs. My name is Rob Gibbs. I'm with Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard. I'm here tonight on behalf of New Covenant Presbyterian Church, the applicant. This is an application, as was noted, for a special use exception under Chapter 115, Article 21, Section 115-159.5 for an off-premise sign. The off-premise signs all require special use exceptions, presentations. For signs, in this case, for a sign not exceeding 600 feet. Here, the proposed sign is 12 feet by 48 feet, which is 576 square feet. So it's within the not exceeding 600 feet criteria. There are front yard setbacks of 25 feet and side yard setbacks of 50 feet, and the proposed location of the sign also meets those criteria. The sign proposed is not erected within 300 feet of a dwelling, church, school, or public lands, or within 300 feet of another sign regulated by this subsection. So the special use exception and criteria, I think, are all met. The only variance that is being requested here this evening is that no off-premises signs structures shall exceed 25 feet in height from ground level. We're requesting a 17-foot variance from that requirement to allow a 42-foot sign. I'd like to refer, Mr. Chairman and the board, to the letter that I sent, which should be a part of your file. It's a letter dated November 22nd, 2011, in which I provide each of the board members a little package of materials that may make the review of this matter a little easier. The first one is the Sussex County, tax map. The parcel is just about dead center on that page. It's parcel 63.03. It's a 1.5-acre parcel. Very odd shape. It sits right at the north. I'm going to say the northeast. No. Well, it's on the northern corner there of Dartmouth Drive and Route 1. So it's catty-corner from the Wawa. It's a very high visibility intersection there. It's a very busy intersection. The access, if you'll go all the way up to the top of the drawing, upward, just about the first thing that you can see up at the top, where there's a little 200-foot marker there at Dartmouth Road, that, if you go left there and then downward, that's the access into this parcel. You have to come off of right there at that little corner up the top, Dartmouth Road. You would go north on that straight stretch there and then go west, and then again now turning south and coming into the into this property that way. And a good part of the property, you can see the property line just above that 46.41 foot indication there. Much of that property is just for access purposes, and it's a very convoluted access. And the remaining parcel around the 63.03, if you'll look at the next diagram, you'll see that the setbacks are significant. The 50-foot setback from the side yard runs all the way around I call it the top of the parcel, and then the 25-foot nearest Route 1 is the it leaves a relatively small and very awkward-shaped building envelope. You can see on that second diagram as well the proposed billboard shown so that it can be viewed coming north and southbound on Route 1, and it's there's not much other place to put it to allow the all the setback requirements to be met. The next drawing you'll see is a color photograph, an aerial photograph, that shows the proposed sign location. And you can see the 300-foot radius around the around that, and that's basically, again, to confirm the requirements for the special use exception, that there are no schools within 300 feet, no single-family residences within the 300 feet, no churches, and no other billboards within that 300 feet. The next diagram shows that, coupled with the one right behind it, there are four other billboards located within the proximity of the proposed billboard. You can look at the first diagram. It shows the proposed billboard, again, close to the dead center of the diagram. There are two billboards to the north, A and B, which are, one of them is 45 feet 8 inches tall, another is 39.6 inches to 39 feet 6 inches tall, two more to the south, which are shorter, that's billboards B, C, and D. So those are all the billboards within the proximate area. None of them are within the 300-foot radius, but just to give the board a flavor for what's out there and the heights. And they are all pictured on the next page. The first one is at 45 feet, 8 inches. Another one, the Chinatown at Tiger Lily there is 39.5. The other two are further south and are a little bit lower. The next drawing is a sort of a tree study showing, if you look at the far right side of the photograph there, it's got the approximate location of the billboard, of the proposed billboard, and then you see if you were driving south, you would be looking at 40-foot tree, 54-foot trees, 52-foot trees. The owner would like to maintain the look of the lot, and this proposed billboard at 42 would have some tree obstruction, but would also allow reasonable view from both the north and the south in the location where the billboard is to be located. So it's as much a function of the existing circumstances of the lot to try to make a billboard viewable, and also the height. I think I'm certainly not an expert in this, but it seems to me from common sense that as you're approaching from a distance a billboard that's up a little higher, you tend to be less distracted as you get closer to the intersection, and this is an important intersection. I think you're better off looking at a little bit higher billboard from back further down the road than you are right as you approach that intersection, which is a fairly busy intersection. You probably want your attention on traffic. I don't know if I believe it's a part of the application itself. There was a consent of the owner, which is New Covenant Presbyterian Church. The church has been trying to market this parcel for quite some time and has been having a lot of difficulty because of its extreme limitations, both in the where it is. It's this access is very convoluted access off of Dartmouth Road and around behind through the apartments that are there and down to the property. The commercial tenants just don't seem to be interested in having that much difficulty to get to the property. There's no way it'll ever have access directly onto Route 1. There's no way it'll ever have any other access onto Dartmouth Road. So the access is a very big problem. The size and shape of the lot also is very difficult. Frankly, I think an honest look at it, you'd say, well, it's an ideal site for a billboard because it is located in a high visibility spot. It doesn't lend itself well for other easy access commercial development, and so those are some of the criteria that this board will be looking to base a decision in favor of a variance. The special use exception, as I say, I think is pretty well established by code requirements. Going through the variance checklist, as I've said, I think there is a uniqueness to this property in the irregular shape and size of the property, the combined access, the combined very limited building envelope. When you take into account the multiple setbacks from this very odd shape, you've got setbacks from all different shapes. It's not, it doesn't lend itself to a nice square building or a building of more conventional nature. There's also a little bit of a stream. I don't have a wetlands map with this package, but there is some wetlands impact along the property line. You can see on the tax map, you can see it. If you look at that first exhibit, that odd property line there that I guess would be to the northeast, just above the 63.03, that follows an old swale, at least, and there are some wetland impacts there. So I'm not sure that they go beyond the 50-foot setback already, but again, it is a difficult site to develop. Let me get back to my checklist here. The second one is there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning ordinance. I'm not going to say that I don't think there's any possibility that it couldn't be developed in some form or fashion, but I do think, as far as the limitations that I've already gone over, it is a very, very difficult site to develop in strict conformity, other than, as I said, I think it's a natural site for a billboard. And in that same vein, I believe a variance is necessary to establish a reasonable use of the property. Again, Deacon Carey will testify a little bit as to the difficulties that the church has had in trying to sell this property. They need to sell the property, and it's been a very, very difficult site for them to deal with. The unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the church. The church certainly didn't lay out this lot or create the accesses and the limitations that are there naturally. So they certainly, the church can't be held responsible for the nature of this property. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. That's a pretty easy one. I mean, you've got Route 1. It's designed for commercial. It's designed for, and there are billboards along that commercial corridor, which is pretty commonplace in most high commercial development. Again, I think this site is a natural one for a billboard, and it certainly will not create any problems with the essential character of the neighborhood, a C1 zone property. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. There's nothing. This is part of a development which was created for several apartments and medical offices, and it's the billboard is being located as close to Route 1 as can be located and still meet these various setback requirements, and it's away from the other buildings, and there certainly haven't been any opposition to our clients that anybody objects to the erection of a billboard on the property, and we know of no reason why it would be detrimental to public welfare. I mean, it's an area that has signs along the highway, and that's the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. There was a significant time taken in trying to locate this particular billboard down in the corner closest to Route 1, closest to the unusable part of the property, with visibility north and south. The variance actually is the height, and you know, so the particular location of the billboard, the height was taken up to a point where you can see the sign, or it's anticipated that the sign can be seen without going all the way up above the trees, but you know, the trees thin out at the top, so there was some care taken in trying to design a height that would meet the visibility requirements that will make a commercial billboard viable and but not take it all the way up to the highest tree. The requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. the client was basically dealing with a height issue in the trees and decent visibility north and southbound on Route 1. There's no application for a wider sign, a bigger sign, a sign exceeding the 600-foot limitation. This is the only, it's just a height variance to suit the visibility and limitations of the property. So at this point, unless the board has more questions of me at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Paul Carey. He is a deacon with the New Covenant Presbyterian Church and has been the one primarily responsible for trying to deal with the real estate and the church's real estate in these issues.
Name and address, sir.
Paul Carey, 18569 Broadfield Drive, Lewis.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Gentlemen, Paul Carey, and I'm representing New Covenant Presbyterian Church. I'm a deacon with the church and also real estate broker and brokering this property. The property has been for sale for in excess of 4 years. Has been a part of the larger church property. Church has owned this property for almost 10 years, and the new church has just been built in less than 2 years ago. It's on a larger part of the property as where the entrance is coming in, and I know Mr. Gibbs was saying from Dartmouth Drive, but actually that's coming in from King's Highway. It's around the corner. You can't even see the access to the property from the property. So it's a high visible property on the highway, but the access is only through what is used by New Covenant Presbyterian Church and the East Savannah Apartments, and there's a cheer center that is right in the area. The property, it has been difficult, like Mr. Gibbs said, that because of its configuration and because of the access to it, it is zoned commercial, but it is limited commercial use, and even the church had always thought that it would be a good location for a billboard. It is under contract, and the church can very much use the proceeds for that to finish paying off for this new church. So that's one of the reasons for doing that. Plus, the church can't find any particular practical use of what they could use it for any time in the foreseeable future.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board?
No, sir.
Sir,
I do have a question.
You said it's under contract.
Yes, it is
under contract. I mean, you got the billboard positions full. Have you got it advertised yet? Have you got anybody looking at?
I have nothing to do with the. With the erection of the billboard, that's up to the new owner.
How about the advertising on it, on the billboard?
I have nothing to do with the advertising on the billboard. Okay. We could be a customer to the billboard because it does have high visibility, and the churches would be considering that itself.
Okay.
Sorry. I neglected to state one important point. The contract purchaser of the property has considerable experience with billboards. He was the recent purchaser of the Bradley property and came before the same board and asked for an application for a billboard and filled that sign virtually immediately. So he's got a good track history with getting billboards developed in good locations and writing them quickly. I know that is a concern of this body, that you not have vacant billboards. This is a very good location for a billboard, and there should not be any difficulty running it. He has still three or four waiting list persons based upon those who were interested in the sign on the Bradley property, and you know, we're not closed out, so there won't be any problem in renting it.
But he wouldn't have any trouble getting a permit first, I mean, getting the billboard filled first before we come get the permit?
I think there is a little bit of practical difficulty in getting a lease signed first, because the high-profile renters of signs like to see the sign before they actually sign on the bottom line. But I think I can represent to the board that there's a very high likelihood of a prompt user of the billboard as soon as it's erected.
I mean, on the pictures you showed us already,
it's
one right there available. On the pictures you gave us, you've got a spot right available right now on one of them.
One of those other signs.
Yes, I know one of those signs, there's a spot empty available. So, I mean, I think last time we did it, they had to come back before we got the permit, had to have proof of that.
Yeah, we required more recently that in order for a permit to be issued that there be a contract.
I'm guessing that it still might have to be a, you know, it's sort of like what comes first, the chicken or the egg. I mean, the contract purchaser or the contract lessee, I should say, might say, if you build it, I will come. But I'm not sure that would be an unworkable condition. I didn't realize that was actually a condition that could be imposed, but I suppose it's not, I understand the concern of the board.
I mean, you see a lot of billboards up. I mean, you showed these pictures, one right there available on it. You know what I mean? There's
I don't
billboards
know
empty.
Sign that is.
You're saying billboards empty when that's.
I do know our client's been very successful in getting them, you know, he tries to get well located, well designed, well constructed signs. And
actually, I think that was a condition to the Geyer application that was approved at the old Bradley property. I might be mistaken, but I think
you're right.
I think there may have been another one, but that was mine, and I don't remember that. But there was another one soon after that, which it may very well have been. I understand the board's concern.
I mean, if it can get up that fast, I mean, I don't think you have any trouble doing that. And by what you're saying, he's got the clientele.
One other thing, Mr. Gibbs, you did spend a lot of time on the variance. The special use exception for the billboard itself requires that the applicant show that the use will not substantially affect adversely surrounding properties, uses of surrounding properties. And if you address that, I apologize, I missed it, but maybe you can.
I think I did generally, but you know, as I said, there are a number of other commercial. I mean, if you look at the diagrams that were attached to the letter of, I think it was November 22nd, you'll see that there are commercial uses up and down that corridor with signs. So it's not at all out of character with the C1 commercial zoning of the first 600 feet off of Route 1. And the billboards are certainly fairly commonplace up and down that corridor of Route 1, and particularly that area between Five Points and in Route 24. So I think that's support for that. So I answered your question.
Yep, he did.
Okay, are there, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGabe?
No,
sir. Mr. Werman?
No.
Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one.
Two.
Our applicants.
Three.
Well, I'll put my hand.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one. Okay, sir, ma'am, you want to come up and be sworn in, please?
Name and address, please.
Sandra Spence, 18471 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis.
You swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
And Ms. Isaacs. I live near here, and I drive along this highway very often. About a year and a half ago, I was involved in an accident right in this area that resulted in two cars being totaled and another one being damaged. Mine was one of the ones that was totaled. And it was caused by distracted driver. What happens is, especially during the tourist season when there's a lot of people driving down Route 1, especially on Fridays, which is when this happened. People were speeding down Route 1 to get to the beach, and then all of a sudden they get to Nassau Bridge, and they come over the bridge, and they come to a couple lights, and they're all in a hurry to get to wherever they're going. And so they're speeding. They as soon as the light changes, they speed up a little bit. And then there's another light all of a sudden, and traffic is all backed up, and there's a crash. And it isn't even people going very fast, but it can be damaging. Fortunately, in the accident I was involved in, nobody was hurt, but it could have been more serious. So I think there's too many billboards already. They're a distraction. There's so many distractions around there. As soon as you come over the bridge, in fact, there's two or three or four whole big, really high signs just at the top of the bridge right now, Nassau Bridge. And I believe one of those is empty, one of the four. I'm not absolutely sure, but the last time I looked, there was nothing there. I really didn't hear any reason why we need another billboard, and I didn't hear any reason why we need the billboard to be higher. He said that there's higher trees, but this isn't going to be above the trees, so I don't know what good that's going to do. He said that they need this billboard in order to sell the property because it hasn't been sold for 4 years. Well, there's been a real estate decline in the last several years, and a lot of properties haven't sold. So I'm not sure what good a billboard is going to do to help sell real estate in a bad market. In any case, I just oppose it for all those reasons. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sir, do you want to rebuttal on that? Do you have anything that you want to offer back on that?
Well, just on the last point, I mean, there is a contract on the property that is contingent upon the approval. So I think that the idea that billboard's not going to help sell property is not at all in accordance with what's been presented here tonight. I mean, right. We have a contingent contract, and the property will sell if they can make it commercially viable with a billboard, and it's not likely that it's going to sell without it. So,
thank you for that, sir.
Thanks.
Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10909, as I don't think it would be out of character with the neighborhood. There's four other billboards in the vicinity. Two of them have been granted variances for height or visibility obstruction. It won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. I move we approve.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, is there a stipulation for a contract?
No.
With that? No.
Mr. McKee, would you add a stipulation for that to be a contract?
Yeah.
For that?
Fine.
Mr. Mills? Didn't you second it?
I was just questioning.
Oh, you questioned it. Oh, okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second it with a contract, the sign before they get the permit to do it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,999 with the stipulation that a contract to be signed before a permit to be issued. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have a good evening.
You too, sir.